Special Secrets of the 4th to the 11th of March 2024. The definition of believing. Believing is because you're wanting to know. The reason why you believe in astrology is because you want to know about astrology. The reason why you believe in love is because you want to know about love. The reason why you believe in making money is because you want to make money. The reason why we believe in anything, whatever your belief system defines, the reason why you believe in it is because you want to see it manifest in real life. One of the biggest problems in fake religions and man-made religions and fake gods and man-made bullshit nonsense, it drives me crazy because they're believing in garbage, and therefore the destination of believing in garbage, believing in nonsense, is actually stupidity. Because if you believe in a fake relationship, if you believe in something that's just meaningless and irrelevant, really irrelevant to your destiny, and it's never going to manifest, then it's just like porn on the internet. It's never going to happen to you. It's never going to happen. So if something's never going to happen, why do you follow it? Why do you believe in it? Why do you watch it? Why do you do it? Definition, therefore, now this week, especially as we lead in getting ready for the new moon on the Sunday, the 10th of March, is what I believe in is what I'm thinking about. Now, for those of you in business, those of you who've got a career going, and those of you who've got a business going, and the business is busy, then the reason why you believe in your business, the reason why maybe your partner says you're married to your business, is because it's reliable. You do the work and you get paid at the end of the week. You do the business and you get the business done. You do what you do, you say what you're going to do, and you do it, and automatically it then manifests into reality. The realization of your thought energy is the manifestation of what you believe in. If you didn't believe in your business, you'd give up. If you didn't believe in your career, you'd give up. If you didn't believe you're going to make any money out of it, you'd give up. If you were going to college and all of a sudden it said everybody with a college diploma is doomed, they're not going to get a job, we don't want to employ them, then you would stop going to college. You go to college, you go to university because you know, or you've been told, maybe you've been deceitfully told, you'll make plenty of money with a college diploma. Now, you will make more money than the average worker, hopefully, but nonetheless, it's got to be defined by what you believe in. Many people, like me, we dropped out of college after 2 years. I dropped out of the university after 2 years because I didn't believe that electronic engineering was gonna benefit me financially. And it didn't, because many of my friends, because in the 1980s, things were changing dramatically, changing with respect to whether it be Fortran 77 that was changing in the 1970s, Donald Monroe that created it, it changed, it got deleted, Pascal was deleted. A lot of programs that we were learning were irrelevant then into the 1980s. So we realized that things were changing so fast that what we're learning is going to be irrelevant. The future, we stop believing in it. Big famous people dropped out of college because they didn't believe that the college education was going to benefit them financially. So, coming back to astrology, what is it that you believe in astrology? What is it that you're believing in right now? Now, it could very well be that you've been damaged with respect to relationships over the past 30 years of your life, and therefore you stop believing in love, true love. You stop believing in love. Sometimes some of you might have been damaged in business over the past 6 years, and you therefore you stop believing you're ever going to break through, ever going to have a success. You know, when you talk about the greatest minds and the greatest people in the world and the really most successful people in the world, they're only really successful after the age of 50, 55, 60. So it's true. Having a midlife crisis at the age of 40-something, you only ever really know about your mistakes. You only really know about life. You only really know what you believe in and what's relevant to you after the age of 40-something, sometimes 50-something, sometimes it takes to 60-something. And then you see things very clearly. Definition now this week is seeing things clearly. Now, I know when you see things clearly, you have regrets. You'll realize, oh, why did I waste my time? Why? Sometimes we have criticized ourselves. That little voice inside us says, oh, why did you waste so many years? Because you do. It's just the way it is. We are growing up. We are maturing now. And maturity means I know what didn't work for me because I'm now clear thinking, and I know what works for me. And the reason why I know what works for me, as we're talking about astrologically, is because I know over the years, many of you moon astrology, I know that new moons to full moons create something. There is a new moon in Pisces, four planets. I've got Sun, Saturn, Mercury, Neptune in Pisces. And the new moon will then define a new phase. But it's not just about the moon in Pisces. New moon in Pisces, you say. It's because on the 10th of March, Mercury goes into Aries. Now, Mercury ahead of the Sun is indeed the excitement, the fire of the future, the excitement of the future. And that Mercury in Aries on the 10th and 11th of March, all of a sudden, you're not going to feel it today or tomorrow there if you're listening to me. It's all of a sudden, it's going to happen. All of a sudden, you're going to feel it. All of a sudden, your mind's going to get switched on. All of a sudden, something gets switched on, which is not on at the moment. And it won't be on Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It won't be on. You're just not going to see it. So that's why I've told some people, hold your shit together. Just to chill out, relax. Just take it easy. Don't take life so seriously, because something's going to change on the 10th and 11th of March. And it's all of a sudden the light goes on. Now that all of a sudden the new moon in Pisces, of course the moon goes straight into Aries with its conjunction to Mercury in Aries, leads to the Sun in Aries on the 21st of March. And it leads to the full moon in Libra very, very dramatically, very quickly on the 24th, 25th of March. So we've got a lot of things going to happen all of a sudden. And that all of a sudden energy, especially as it unlocks the Pluto in Aquarius, is going to be a definition of something that is not. Categorically, I can say it's not in your eyes, not in your vision, not in your sight, not in your life, not in physical reality right now. It's just not there. The energy is not there. I'm saying that emphatically, because if I tell you, oh, you could believe it could happen today or tomorrow. No, I'm not going to convince you to believe something's going to happen when it's not going to happen. That's why I define this week's summaries as a not energy. It's not going to happen this week. Definitely not. But on Sunday, the 10th of March and Monday, the 11th of March, it will. And when you're ready for it, when your upper mind is prepared for it, your mind is then hopefully in sync with the astrology. Like my mind is in sync with it. And we simply know, okay, it's not going to happen. I know it's not. I'll chill out and wait to see. And when you wait and see, and knowing the psychic energy telling, knowing it's going to, it's a factual energy, knowing it's going to happen, then you become calmer. We're talking about the real, authentic God. Well, I'm talking about it anyway, because that's what's been on my mind the past couple of weeks. And the reason why it was on my mind was because in January, I was sat in the church, I sat in the Basilica, which I do love very much. I do love the peace and quiet, the tranquility. I'm a very yin-orientated person. When I'm in the mood for yin, in other words, when I'm in the mood just to think carefully, I go very quiet on myself, and the church is the best place to go quiet. I was listening to the prayers, and they were all blabbering on. All bearing on, please Jesus, Mother Mary, be with us at the time of our needs and at the time of our death. And I was thinking, all they're looking forward to is dying. They're talking about death. Be with us at the time. Well, I know it's the traditional prayers, but to ask Mother Mary, ask Jesus to be with you at the time of your death. It's like, come on, bring on the death. Be with me. Be with me. I don't want Jesus and Mother Mary. I want them to be with me if they're going to be with me. I want them to be at time of my, but I also want them to be every day in my life, and not just when I need them. And that's what infuriated me. That made me angry. I was furious, especially following the spiritual secrets of Naaman HaMelech, which says we shouldn't ask God for anything. All we should simply say is, I'm here. What do you want me to do? I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of life. Now, I'm grateful because I'm connected to you. Therefore, automatically, I know you're going to make something happen to me, for me, and because of me. And you're going to make it happen at the right time. Hence, that's why we say the new moon is the right time for that new beginnings to then happen. If it happens this week, I'm also grateful, but I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to jump up and down. I'm not going to scream my prayers about it. I'm not going to say, be with me at the time of my need and the time of my death. I think that's a bit needy, isn't it? If you are a reluctant believer because you only need God when you need him and when you are desperate or when you are dying, then that's not a way of inviting God. That's why it infuriates me at the end of the middle of January. And that's what made me feel I don't want that type of God in my life. And I'm sure that fake God, he doesn't even exist, but that fake God also doesn't want his followers to only need him and want him at the time when they need and the time of their death. So that then drew me closer then to the real God. And the real God is the one who created our solar system. All the planets are perfectly round. There is a clockwork in our solar system going on. It's not just our solar system, it's the astrological zodiac star signs that are light years away. And then we've got the galactic center at 28, 29 degrees of Sagittarius, light years away. And then we've got a vast amount of space out there. And they can't even define it. And that's one of the greatest things of understanding the spiritual secrets of Noam Elimelech, because he refers to God as, and the Kabbalah also refers to God as Ein Sof. Ein Sof means unlimited. Unlimited. We can't even figure it out. Ein Sof was actually the expression of God, or calling the name of God in Kabbalah, was actually written down 2,000 years ago. So it wasn't just because we see the Hubble Space Telescope or NASA's telescope that sees that the infinite of infinite worlds and galaxies are light years away. It's because they know. Fact of life, spiritual belief, not belief, but the belief is the realization is the truth, and the truth is, it is infinity. Infinity. We can't even get our heads around it. And if you think that this is the only planet where there's life on, then I think you're also in La La Land, because we talk about La Olam La Meil Maya, which means there are worlds of worlds. And according to one part of the Kabbalah, there are 310 different worlds in amongst everything out there in space, right? Worlds where there is existence, where there is life, where there is energy, where there are people, where there are souls, where there is incarnations. So we're talking about, that's just according to one essence of Kabbalah, 310 worlds. But according to others, there are thousands of thousands upon thousands of worlds. So we think we're the only place? No. And you think you're the only person in the world? No. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than big. It's bigger than big. And when we are humbled to understand that it is bigger than big, I am therefore connecting with the real God that is orchestrating beyond our solar system, beyond the zodiac star signs, beyond the galaxy center, beyond everything. I'm talking to the real God. The real, real, real God. Real, real God. Those of you watched that, I think it's a program. Oh, I can't remember the program. It's gone, that slipped out of my mind. But it actually talks about the Westworld. That's right. That's what's gone out of my mind. It came back in. Westworld. Westworld defines that they're living in a world of make-believe. And then they see that it's orchestrated by a master, the gods are orchestrating, the computers that are orchestrating it. Westworld was a comparison to our world. We're just orchestrated to give us our life experience. But our life experience as a human being is to love this experience. Just like in Westworld, they loved the experience that they had, knowing that it was just a short-term experience, a holiday vacation experience. So too, their experience on life on Earth is an experience to love the gift of life.